You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This week in the Lesdom.
This week in the Lesdom is somewhere we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. The first thing we have to talk about, which is all anyone in the Lesdom can talk about, is that the Generation Q premiere is coming up so soon.
So soon. Yes, we are both going to premiere events. Isn't that right, Ellie?
Oh, yes. Lee, where can we find you for the premiere?
So where you can find me is actually not even at the premiere of Generation Q. It's before the premiere of Generation Q. I'm going to be going to an advance screening at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. We are partnering with Frameline, which is the LGBTQ plus film festival in the Bay Area. And they are working with Showtime to bring us this advanced screening. Eileen Shaken's going to be there, NBD. It's going to be a crazy night. It's on December 3rd. It's a Tuesday night. And it is completely free, but you can only get tickets if you are a Frameline member, which we highly recommend, or if you want to take part in our Les Hangout code. So if you are in the area and you would like to go, send us an email at leshangoutpod@gmail.com. Our patrons should already have it. So we want to see all of you there, and we hope everyone is just going to have the best time. I cannot wait. Ellie, where are you going to be for the premiere?
See, I'm going to be in Boston for the premiere, and I don't know if you know this person, but Ellie Brigida is going to be there. So
I hear she's amazing.
Yeah, like, I don't really know.
Get her autograph for me, please, okay?
This Eileen you're talking about, but I'll be in Boston.
You've maybe heard of her. I think if you Google her, it'll...
I'll look her up.
It'll sound familiar, yeah.
But I'm super excited. I'm going to be performing and doing trivia, and we're also going to watch the premiere at Bella Luna in Jamaica Plain. It's already sold out, so... Again, we released more tickets and they sold out again because people freaking love the L Word, and I appreciate you all. So see you there. We are going to have some amazing raffle prizes. I'm so excited.
Also, if you just can't get enough of the L Word still, and if you missed all of our L Word trivia events that we have been having at the cities near you, we are throwing a virtual L Word trivia night. So it is going to be on December 5th. At 9 p.m. Eastern, which is 6 p.m. Pacific, and some other time at the in-between ones that I definitely don't know because those are the two that we live in those time zones. But we want to hang out with all of you and do some L Word trivia for the people who haven't been able to make it in person.
And if you want to find that, you can find that on our website, you can find that on our Eventbrite or our Facebook page. We are so excited. We're hoping to get a huge group of people together to all hang out online and just celebrate the L Word a few days before the premiere. We also have trivia nights in the new year in Boston, New York, and Denver. So if you want to see those, just check out our website for the calendar.
And if you want to have a trivia night near you, again, you can always get in touch with us. We're looking for hosts or cities that people want to have trivia nights in. So send us an email, leshangoutpod@gmail.com, and we will do our best to make it happen.
And in the greater Les universe, or lack of Les, Frozen 2 just came out. And surprise, surprise, they didn't make Elsa gay. So here's this episode for all of you who are just as mad as I am.
And that's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 36th installment of Should've Been Gay.
Oh, it was fun, it was great, but it should've been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, let it go,
let it go. I couldn't stop.
Yeah, take it away. I just can't do it.
Can't hold it back. Oh, sorry. We don't want that.
Everyone knows I can never stop you from singing, Ellie. It's not a surprise. But that's right. We are here today to talk about the one, but the first, Frozen 1, not Frozen 2, which just came out last week, but Frozen the first.
First in our hearts.
Yeah, the one that started it all. And we have a special guest tonight. Should we roll out our parade for you? We have the creator of Girlship TV, the host of the new podcast, Are Straight People Okay? This time, the one, the only, Amanda Holland.
Hi, it's me. Thank you so much for all the fireworks and the ribbon dancers were a good surprise.
Oh, yeah. Those were nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sprung for those.
Gotta love a Swedish ribbon dancer.
Welcome, Amanda. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Good to have you here. So glad that you're going to join us to talk about Frozen, the gayest Disney movie possibly ever.
Ever. Truly. Truly. Gay icon, Elsa... Last name unknown.
Of Arendelle.
Oh, right.
Elsa, gay.
Elsa, queen of Arendelle. Last name, all one word. No hyphens.
Yeah. Okay.
Lesbian icon hyphens... of Arendelle.
I mean, obviously, right. So, Frozen, yeah. Should we dive right into the IMDb synopsis for all of the listeners that we have that I assume... have never seen Frozen, right?
If you have not, it's a travesty. Come on, people.
Yeah.
It's seriously one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie. So our IMDb synopsis is as follows. When the newly crowned Queen Elsa accidentally uses her power to turn things into ice to curse her home in infinite winter, her sister Anna teams up with a mountain man, his playful reindeer, and a snowman to change the weather condition.
It sounds so boring.
I really like it because it's equal parts Disney movie and weather report.
Yeah, and that's, I know.
That's really how I like my synopses to be.
And the emphasis on the mountain man, it feels a little bit porny, not gonna lie.
A mountain man.
His playful reindeer. Yeah, that's definitely 100% the same synopsis from the porn remake of Frozen. Yeah.
Oh.
Amanda's like, oh, I've seen that one.
Hold on. You know there is one. I need to look this up real quick. Hold on.
I would imagine there has to be more than one, Amanda, or I would be disappointed in the internet.
Well, there's one specific company that does all of the porn parodies.
And, oh, is there?
Yeah.
You know way more about this than I do, apparently.
I know.
Amanda's like, oh, it's actually my company.
Yeah, they have trailers. They put the trailers out all the time, and they're always so fun to watch. Like, there's a Glee porn parody. They're still technically porn, and but the trailers obviously can't show much, but they're still really fun to watch. I'll send it to you guys sometime.
Okay.
Cannot wait.
And wow. You can let us know how close the porn parody is to that synopsis.
Is it called Blue Balls?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And are we shipping the sisters in this porn parody?
I entered a weird part of Reddit and I regret everything, so I'm going to leave
it. In our porn parody, I think we can ship the sisters together is the answer. So, yeah.
We are not doing that today, just to clarify.
We are not doing that. But I guarantee the porn parody probably does that.
Oh, I would expect nothing less. Which I say, and it sounds less disappointed than I mean it to.
Yeah, let's just wrap that up right
now. We've gone to a good place already. So who wants to kick us off with a gay synopsis?
I think, Amanda, you should kick us off.
Okay. My gay synopsis is, when the newly crowned Queen Elsa is accidentally outed, she goes on a journey of self-discovery, builds a castle with her bare hands, and learns that no matter how gay she is, her sister will always love her.
Nice.
That's so sweet. Nice. And she's super, super gay, so. Okay, my gay synopsis is, Queen Elsa of Arendelle has crazy awesome ice powers, which is really just a metaphor for super gayness, that she has to suppress until she can finally let it all go and become the hot lesbian icon she was meant to
yes.
be.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I love it. I'm going to have so many thoughts on ice as a metaphor for gayness in this. Yes.
Cool.
Okay, my gay synopsis for Frozen would be, acceptance is the name of the game when young Princess Anna saves the kingdom by finally accepting her older and much, much gayer sister Elsa just as she is.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is seriously one of our most obvious should have been gays.
It is.
Truly.
Like, I don't know how anyone would watch this and be like, yeah, straight.
What do straight people hear when they listen to Let It Go? That has been my question.
That is a great, great question. I don't know. But wait, before we dive into Let It Go, though, because I have a feeling we're going to spend like approximately 2 hours talking about Let It Go, as any gay person should be able to do. So let's start with our experience with Frozen. So, Amanda, do you want to tell us a little bit about your history and experience with this classic piece of cinema?
Sure. I did not see it when it came out in theaters. So I was coming into it after all of the hype, which is a dangerous place to be. I mean, I love Kristen Bell. I love Idina Menzel. I had a huge crush on her in high school after loving Rent and Wicked. Was super into it. Did not realize that the guy who plays Hans was then in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but that's a different thing. But anyway, loved the movie. And then in the last, like, for some reason, I rediscovered it this year and there was a point where I was watching it like every other day for at least a week or two. Cause it was just, it's a fun movie. It's heartwarming. I watched it again today and I still cried at the end, even though I know, I know that she's going to not like thaw from the ice. But it's still so sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It gets me every time. I actually saw this movie in theaters.
Nice.
And I was a bawling mess. So that was great. I have a sister whose name is Anna Catherine, pretty close to Anna. So I relate pretty strongly to Elsa. And then I basically am like, okay, well, you're Anna because I'm Elsa.
Oh, but you sure. also have the red hair, so.
I know.
You're right, but I'm also super gay. So it's like, what really trumps it, the red hair or the gayness, mm-hmm. you know?
I can see that.
Yeah, but my mom also knew that I was very obsessed with Frozen. Yes, and this is, what, 6 years ago? So I was in college. I'm in my 20s. It's fine. Totally normal. And she bought me Elsa Christmas pajamas.
Oh, nice.
So I was hardcore Elsa fan. I don't know how she found a size of pajamas that fit me. I'm sure they were like a children's XL. And it had Elsa's face on the shirt. And then I think it said like, cold never bothered me anyway. And then little tiny Elsa faces all over the pants. And I wore them unironically for many years. I think I still have them. Yeah.
It's like a two-piece pajama set.
Oh, yeah, matching.
Are they footed?
I wish, but no.
Ugh.
Yeah, just
too bad.
Just normal kids' pajamas, you know? Didn't go that far. But, you know, every Christmas, we get pajamas. That's the thing that, like, our mom gives us all pajamas. And, you know, my sister's is, like, you know, just plaid pants and a shirt. And mine are full-on Elsa PJs.
Yeah. Awesome. Perfect. Yeah.
Other than that, I just love this movie. I actually sing for kids in preschools in the morning. And I added Let It Go to my set list. So I was singing to all my kindergartners this week. And I am just so happy to be talking about how gay it is. So here we are. I didn't wear the PJs for the kids, though.
I can't believe you didn't wear them to record this episode. I am so disappointed in you.
I know. I'm disappointed in myself. Next time. I do have pics, though.
Yeah. Send pics.
Oh, I will.
Yes, please.
What about you, Lee? What's your experience?
You know, that's such a good question. I've been trying to remember because I feel like I did see it in theaters, but I have no real distinct memories either way of when I saw it. I just feel like I saw it, like, around when it came out, and it was, like, the big thing, and everyone was into it, and I don't know. I think it's cute.
Just cute? It's a masterpiece.
I know. I like it.
I will
but
not
I feel
let
like
you downplay Frozen.
I'm not going to downplay Frozen. I don't know. I feel like I didn't have the experience of, like, watching Frozen and being, like, transported to another place. Like, I remember watching it and being like, oh, it wasn't, like, a true love's kiss at the end. That's, like, I liked that.
But you have a brother, right? Not a sister?
I do have a brother.
Because I feel like that was the biggest thing for me, like, why I'm like, oh my God, Frozen, I bleed for Frozen, is just, like, to have a story that felt like it was about me and my sister and, like, the bond that we share. Just, yeah, just felt transcendent.
I think it's, like, it's a great movie. I love that it's very obviously gay. I like the very, very clear gay parts that we're about to dive into. And I love Idina Menzel, you know, and I love Kristen Bell. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I was never the person who, like, watched Frozen and then was like, you know what I need is, like, some Frozen pajamas.
I feel personally attacked.
Can we talk about, like, the marketing and merchandise for Frozen for a second?
Oh, is this a... yeah, let's, please.
Because there was a point maybe 5 years ago I was in Target and I saw a pillowcase. And it was Anna and Elsa holding each other's hands, like facing each other and holding each other's hands. And there were little white hearts around them. And I remember being like, I don't ship them, but I feel like if I had this pillowcase, I would have figured out a lot quicker that I was gay.
Interesting. Interesting. Are they trying the same, like, guerrilla marketing techniques that, like, Pitch Perfect used so successfully? Because it's a weird take, Frozen. It's a weird take.
Yeah, I was like, this is weird. I get that it's, like, sisterly love, but if you don't know going into it that they're sisters, that's a different message.
Very confusing.
Interesting.
Very confusing.
Especially when you have someone who's as gay as Elsa is.
Yeah.
And right? No girl is so gay.
I feel like they towed that line. They towed that line a lot between making us be like, do I want incest? No.
You're like, not even when it's animated. It's still weird.
I feel like it's worse
but
when
I
it's animated.
Will say,
I said not.
Said not even,
even when it's
not
animated.
Even.
Okay.
I will say Elsa is very attractive. Am I alone here?
Okay.
Wait.
Can we just...
But you're right.
Are
you're
we diving wrong. Into Let It Go then? Or can we do that? Are we just...
No, we have to wait for Let It Go. That is way too far in. I have a plan. Yes.
You have a roadmap?
Yes.
Okay.
We're ready to go. We have to start from the beginning.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
There's just way too much gay, especially when they're younger. Like, we really need to talk about the younger Elsa and Anna. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah. So... So what you're saying is we're all going to hold on to our thirst for Elsa for a little bit, and we'll start at the top.
Or the bottom.
Okay, great. Excellent plan. Good segue, Ellie. Well done.
I'll be here all night. All right. Let's do this.
Yep.
So we start at the beginning. Well, actually, the real beginning is all the men singing, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, nah, but we're not going to talk about that. but we start with Elsa and Anna, and they're playing, and Anna's like, oh, my big sister's so cool with her ice magic, and Elsa's so confident in her powers, right? So it's like when you're a young kid, and you're like, I'm super gay, and I love women, and you don't really realize, like, what that means. but you're so confident about it. Like, you're not, nobody's taught you really shame about being gay yet. And so you're like, yes, let me shoot you with my gay and shoot you with my gay and let's make snowmen with my gay. You know what I mean? And so we have this whole sequence.
Sure.
Where it's just showing them being kids and not caring that Elsa's gay. It's actually a positive thing about her. And then she's like, oh no, I hurt my sister with my lesbianism because
yeah,
metaphor for society and hurting my sister and blah, 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 whatever you want to call it. And she's forced to hide away the gay, the one thing that makes her special that her sister used to love about her. So I don't know if we want to get into her ice as a metaphor for gayness, because that is a lot of stuff in this movie.
I can get into that, because one of the other things that happens early in the movie that I think is like a great piece of evidence for Elsa being gay and her whole ice power thing being a representation of homosexuality is when they bring Anna to the trolls.
Sure.
Right? They bring her to the trolls, and the first thing the troll asks is about Elsa. Right, he asks the king, and he's like, cursed or born like that?
Oh, right. Yeah.
And that's like one of the first things is they're like, no, like she was born this way. I'm not saying that's like code for anything to gay people, but like that's like one of the first things they tell us, right? It's like it's not a curse. It's not like someone did this to her.
Yeah.
That's just how she is, right?
Baby, she was born this way.
It's also like, I kind of hate that, but like now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, is them bringing her to a doctor, like seeking help because my child is gay? Like, is them bringing them to the troll, like that kind of parallel? Maybe a little conversion campy, maybe.
And two, they're also like, oh, is our other daughter going to catch it? Like, will she catch the gay? Oh, no.
Yeah. She's going to catch the gay.
She hit her in the brain with the gay. Oh, my God.
Quick, replace all her memories of gayness with straightness. We have to do it quick.
Replace all of her memories.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right?
Yeah. And then we have her parents literally lock her in a closet.
Yes.
To control the gay.
So let's do. So we get angsty teen repressing Elsa.
And like put the gloves on. The like, yeah. Where she's like, Dad, I can't control it.
I'm too gay. The gloves won't work. No.
Conceal it. Don't feel it.
Yeah, yep. Conceal. Don't feel.
It's like basically like the don't ask, don't tell of the Arendelle royal family, I think.
Conceal, don't feel.
Conceal, don't feel.
It's also very much like, I mean, not to get religious, but God, is that like a Catholic mentality of just like,
oh, God,
suppress
yeah.
it? Suppress it.
What's that? What's in the Book of Mormon where he's like, take those feelings, put it in a box, and crush it. that's
it's
what
all
that
religions.
Is.
Yeah.
I mean, you also get this whole montage of Elsa like in a room full of snow and ice. Like she literally has so much gay inside her; it fills the entire room.
Yeah. You definitely get flashbacks to, like, I know we haven't explicitly done, like, X-Men yet, right? But that whole, like, have you tried not being a mutant that's, like, also very coded for homosexuality? It's, like, that kind of thing, right? It's, like, have you tried just not feeling like you could create ice at a whim? Like, just don't feel cold. How's that?
She's like, I can't help it. The gay's just exploding out of me. Help.
It explodes out of me.
Also, like, you can't tell me she's the first one in this family born with these powers. Like, there's got to be an uncle in that family. <It's> like...
a weird aunt who lives with a roommate somewhere, yeah, perhaps.
Exactly.
Their entire apartment just, like, always ice. They're like, what? What's happening here?
Yes. 100%.
The aunt's roommate always has frostbite. You're like, what?
I just had a very graphic thought that you guys can cut out if you want, but what are the dangers of being fingered by Elsa?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Not sure about that one. A lot of oral?
Well, or you date someone who's like into ice play. I don't know. Right?
But it's definitely, she'll have to have it under control because, I mean, in the first scene where she loses it, it's like she goes like, she puts her hand out and it shoots out of her. So you just don't want to get impaled by ice.
You just can't get her too excited.
Like Olaf? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, sorry.
No glove, no love.
Yeah. For sure.
So Elsa slaps some gloves on those dangerous hands and locks herself in a closet for like a decade. Yeah?
Yup.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't see how people can't think this is gay. It's just so on the nose.
Very on the nose, but logistically, how did that work? Did people just deliver food? Does she have a bathroom in that room? Like, her sister...
they have servants and stuff still, right?
They do, but her, like, sister never saw her for, like, a decade.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially, like, when the parents were alive, they went in, but once the parents weren't there, like, no one was going in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really know. But I'm assuming she has a bathroom because they're rich, you know? Like, they probably have 25 bathrooms, but besides that.
It takes place
in, like, an ambiguous time frame, though. Do they even have bathrooms?
Oh.
So she's just, like, peeing in a corner and it's freezing?
Oh, well, I was thinking, like, a bedpan.
Chamber pot?
Chamber pot. That's the one that they used to have.
It's literally always frozen.
I mean, that might be better, though, actually.
I'm going to make a fan film of just, like, what Elsa was doing in that room during that time period.
She was writing fanfic. She's on Tumblr the whole time. She has a Tumblr girlfriend.
Yes. Please have it be, like, her making out with her pillow with, like, a wig on it or something.
It starts off as a boy wig, and then she tries something where she replaces it with a girl wig.
She's like, wait. Oh, my God. If you want this movie to happen, let us know.
Kickstarter.
That'd be amazing. So, okay, wait. Now can we talk about Let It Go, or do you have more that we need to get to?
No, oh my God. There's so much more before Let It Go. Okay, so that's the babies. That's the young ones. And they grow up through the song that Anna sings, which is Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And we already talked about all the stuff that happens during Do You Want to Build a Snowman, the gloves, and all that kind of stuff. But the next song, which is For the First Time in Forever that Anna sings, I just want to talk about one of the lines in it, which is, what good's a ballroom with no balls? That's all.
And where are you going with that, Ellie?
Okay, so where I'm going with that is Elsa's the lesbian sister and Anna's the one that's the boy crazed sister, right? So the only one that really cares that there's no balls in the ballroom is Anna. Elsa's like, we could have no balls in this ballroom for the rest of my life. She's totally down for a female heavy space just forever. Yeah. So
no,
that's
fair. I can relate.
Yeah. And I just thought that that line was fantastic.
Wait, speaking of balls.
Okay.
I did think of something else that happens before we get to Let It Go, which is the coronation. And all I'm going to say is the coronation is very nerve-wracking for Elsa because she has to stand in front of a whole bunch of people holding a staff and a ball.
Oh, God. Oh,
and
God.
She's not really into it.
I told you.
Holy crap. Wow.
You're welcome, everyone.
You're right.
The balls are everywhere in this film.
You're absolutely right. It makes her really uncomfortable. She's not into the staff and ball aspect of that.
This is the part in her teenagehood when she's like, I guess I could kiss a boy, and then you're just like, no.
Yeah. She's like, I guess I can do that, and then he's like, take the gloves off. And she's like, oh, no.
The gloves are the only thing between my hands and this ball.
Yeah. The gloves are her disguise.
Yes, yes. So there, look, something else happens before Let It Go. There you go.
So many things happen before Let It Go, Lee, which we also have to talk about the U-Haul moment of this movie, where is the only time that Anna's almost as gay as Elsa.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, engaged on the same day? Yeah.
Yes. We cannot talk about Should Have Been Gay without the U-Haul moment. That's all.
She also has some great gay panic when she first meets Hans.
Anna?
Yeah, Anna does, right? Where she's like, not this, no you, you're gorgeous. Wait, what? It's like very, very gay panicky. I like that. Yeah.
I thought you meant Elsa. Elsa had some gay panic when she met Hans, and I was like, that's true. She that immediately disapproves true. Of him.
Yes. She's like, a man, I won't have of it.
Yes. And I would just like to say, I identify with Elsa so hard. So I don't know if you were the same, but when I was in high school, so I always say this, that after I came out, I made the worst love decisions. Because when I was straight, I was so reasonable.
Whoa.
Like, Elsa can very clearly see, you know, it's not reasonable to marry someone you just met that day because she's like, I'm a lesbian, so I can see right. things objectively.
But then she's going to meet, like, a girl and be like, we're having babies now.
Yes. Right. Okay. Yes. So she can just be so objective about it because she's like, I can't even imagine being in love with a man and being like, let's get married. Yes, let's do this.
So in Frozen 3, Elsa's going to be a gay teenager going through her gay puberty and making terrible life choices.
Perfect.
Here for it.
Amanda, also, like, feel like in your eyes, there was some recognition there. Did you make some horrible love decisions when you came out?
Yeah, at first I was like, well, I was crushing on straight girls when I came out. I came out as, like, bi in high school. But and then there are a lot of crushes that I had that were just based on talent. But now that I think about it, some of the crushes that I had on dudes were also based on talent. So I feel like I might have been consistent.
Nothing if not consistent.
I would also like to point out that when Anna comes to tell Elsa that she's getting married and Anna's like, are you going to live here? You have to live here. Your brother should move in. And that's when Elsa's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like more men here? No, 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 no.
Yes. She's like, one man's enough.
Yeah.
Not 10 of them.
Yeah. I think one man is too much.
More than enough.
Yeah.
All right, Lee.
Is it time?
Almost.
I'm so ready.
Okay. So, the one thing before letting
go. Okay, wait. What did we say that the porn parody was going to be called? Blue Balls? God, Ellie, come on.
Are you saying you have them?
Let me get to let it go.
Oh, I'm giving you them. I'm so sorry. Well, I want to talk about Kristoff.
Looks like a lesbian.
Yeah. I mean, he's a very, like, feminine-looking dude.
Oh, he's definitely, like a big old dykey character. I could see that, yeah.
Yes. And our first introduction to him is with his reindeer, right?
Sure.
And his whole song is about how reindeer are better than people.
Yes.
Like, how many cat lesbians have you met that are just, like, in a barn with their cat?
Look, I don't know if this is the right place to talk about this, but I think that how amazing would it have been if Kristoff was actually a female character and, like, hooked up with Elsa, because he has such an appreciation for her ice palace when he goes there and then, like
really
appreciates
does.
The craft. So, like, I feel like those two make Kristoff a woman, Christina. And...
Oh, my God. Please tell me that in Frozen 3, when we finally give Elsa a girlfriend, it's going to be, like, Kristoff's cousin or, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I'd be into that.
I'd be into that as well.
We're assuming Anna and Kristoff are married, so that means it might be a little family.
It's like a cousin through marriage, though. I mean, I guess... people have done worse. Come
True.
On, they have those things where, like, twins marry twins and stuff. Like, it...
Oh my God, I never thought about that before. You're right.
Do you not remember that thing where it was, like, two twin sisters who married two twin brothers on the same day, like, at the same wedding? They had, like, a joint ceremony, and it was the scariest article I think I've ever read in my life.
I've seen pictures of all, like, I feel like those were not the only twins to ever marry other twins, but it never occurred to me that, like, yeah, I guess they are technically marrying the same family, but if they're doing it at the same time, does it negate the creep factor?
Not enough. It does not.
Okay, fair enough.
But I'm still down for Kristoff's cousin. It's fine.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, but wait. When they find the castle, that means that we've already skipped Let It Go. So can we go back and talk about Let It Go?
I'm sorry.
Ellie's been making me wait this whole episode, and then we just skipped it. Let It Go. I hesitate to say that we should, like, go through the whole song, because I know that means Ellie's just going to sing it for us, but should we talk about a little...
You don't want me to do that, or...
I mean, we could. Should we just brief musical interlude? We'll be right back.
I don't understand.
Should we talk about some of the gayest parts of Let It Go?
Yes.
Okay. Where
you want to start, Lee? Yes. You've been waiting for this.
Well, I'm trying to figure out which lines are the most important for me to highlight because I can't talk about every single line in this song. But, okay, let's start at "The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I've tried." Whew. Again, let's ask for the upteenth time. Straight people, what is this song about to you?
Yeah.
Right?
Your case has been made.
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be.
Jesus.
Be the straight girl you always have to be. It's very obvious.
Be the good girl because being gay is bad.
Right? There's just so much in this song that, like, every line, I'm just like, well, that's gay, and that's gay, and that's gay. Let it go, can't hold it back anymore. That's gay. I don't care what they're going to say. I mean,
that's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to the soundtrack today and I texted Lee and I was like, hey, can you make a gay version of Let It Go that we can do, like a parody? And then I'm thinking about it and I'm like,
there's no parody.
What do you change?
I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. How do you make this song any gayer than it already is? The fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all.
I like, it's funny how some distance make everything seem small, because I feel like this song to me personally is like me going to college and being able to be openly queer to everyone I meet. Like, I feel like that resonated with me.
Throw that glove away, Amanda.
Yeah, and the fears that
you
once
don't
controlled
need it
me.
Anymore.
And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all.
No,
you go
no,
be queer at college, Elsa.
No right, no wrong, no rules for me.
I'm free.
I'm free.
I just wanted to finish it.
Also, the other gayest line in this song to me is, I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once you go gay,
same, Elsa,
you
same.
Stay.
I feel like we skipped too to test the limits and break through.
That's
it's so time
true.
To see what I can do to test the limits and break through. That's also experimenting.
I did say I was trying to pick and choose the ones that I.
Oh, sorry.
Know, I
sorry.
No, it's but that's what I'm saying is like every
no,
literally
but every line.
Like we could just sit here and do like a dramatic reading of every line of this song, and it just gets gayer and gayer the more you go.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world. That ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I'm gonna write in to something, whatever I write, where a character has to do a dramatic coming out monologue and they're just doing the lyrics to like. And the person's like, is that Let It Go? Or you're like, oh, sorry. What I'm trying to say is I'm gay.
Yes.
What I'm trying to say is
so
here
true.
I stand and here I stay.
Let the storm,
Let the storm rage on.
The gay never bothered me anyway.
Hey, that rhymes so much better.
They were like, we wrote this as the gay never bothered me anyway. And they said we needed to change it. So.
Hey,
here's what we did instead.
Those lyricists do a lot of misdirect. I mean, look at Olaf's song, so that wouldn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so now we hit Let It Go, and Let It Go is where I'm also gonna say that so Elsa not only tosses the glove away, not only builds a giant castle, but also goes through her own gay puberty much more successfully than many of us did. Gets real hot real fast.
Yeah, that glow up is so sudden and so good.
It's
That's
so
a good glow
fast.
Up.
It's so fast, and it's not just a glow up. It's a glow up specifically like the end of Let It Go, and because I was watching this again today, and I have to say, man, the end of Let It Go, she is bringing like some big mommy energy is what she's got going on. Right?
I hate whatever term that is you just used.
Yes, but it's also
I know
accurate.
It's, the face that Amanda made, it's pretty, yeah. But you're not wrong.
Like, all I'm saying is it's funny because she does that, and then nothing in the rest of the movie has anything to do with that, right? Like, she doesn't keep that confidence. She doesn't keep that, like, kind of sexy, like, smirky thing. Like, it's just in the song, right? She, like, ends the song with, like, this, like, empowered...
It's an eyebrow.
Yeah, right? Mm. It's weird.
And the hips. And it's, like, very confusing.
And the hips. Queer Eye could never. But she also builds a whole ass castle with her bare hands. And then she's also the kind of lesbian that never leaves the house.
She quite literally is like, sorry, I can't. Yeah. I can't go out tonight. I'm trapped here.
You guys can come over, though, if you want.
I'm feeling very called out right now, okay? mine's a different kind of mommy energy. It's less sexy, more lame and homebound.
Okay, is this the time when we could talk about how hot Elsa is again?
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
I will say that, okay, so I'm pretty sure this movie came out in, like, December, like, maybe. Mm. And I think I saw it in March. And I remember being, like, that following Halloween, holy shit, it would, like, everyone's gonna dress up like Elsa. It would be so cool to make out with an Elsa. Needless to say, that did not happen, but it is still somewhat of a dream of mine.
Okay.
So you didn't see any Elsas for Halloween?
Oh, I did, but none of them would make out with me. So I'm looking for that special Elsa.
You're like, many of them were children, and that's not what I was going for.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking for adult Elsas.
Wrong demographic.
Adult Elsas that are
so
queer
you,
and
you've
in
heard
LA.
It here. If anyone's trying to snag Amanda, just show up in an Elsa outfit.
This Elsa costume will be significantly gayer too, because it's like a pantsuit.
Oh yeah.
With a cape.
I know. Are we gonna talk we could talk about a little bit about Frozen 2 towards the end. We have to at least talk a little bit about it.
Okay.
But not right now.
Can we talk real quick about Elsa finishes Let It Go. She's got this, like, smirky, hot confidence going on, but it doesn't stick, right? She goes back to being like, I'm very scared, I'm very afraid, and we have this really great scene where she's, like, hiding in her castle, and she's like, get it together, don't feel, which, like, I also really enjoyed, because I feel like, in my mind, I see Let It Go as, like, I am gay, I'm gonna accept this, I'm going to get together with a woman, and then, you know, you, like, immediately, like, dive right back in the closet, right? She's like, sure. I'm here, I'm queer. No, I'm not. I'm like, don't feel anything. Don't be gay. I think she has that little, like, quick regression back.
Yeah.
But I also think that we should talk real quick about why I think Disney sort of accidentally made such a queer character. And I will cite my sources. I am 100% stealing this from the episode of the Bechdel cast that I listened to where they mentioned this, because I hadn't, I mean, it's funny, there's a ton of articles about this and I had somehow missed all of this. Thanks, Jamie and Caitlin, for bringing this to my attention. But originally, Elsa was supposed to be the villain of the story.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, in the original Hans Christian Andersen story that it's based on, it's, like, the evil ice queen, and, like, that's how Elsa started out. And as we all well know, nothing gayer than a Disney villain, right?
True.
They're super queer coded. I mean, just if you go, like, up and down the list of them, where you're like, Scar, gay, Ursula, gay,
straight washed in the new movie, so,
well,
bullshit.
You know what, we all know they're gay. Oh god, what's his face in Hercules, what's his name?
Oh, Hades.
I mean, come on, that's like a GBF if you've ever seen one. So yeah, I mean, they're just, like, all gayer one than the next, and I have a strong suspicion that that's how you end up with a main character who's as queer-coded as she is that she was originally written as a very, very queer-coded villain, like every other villain in a Disney movie, and, like, those parts didn't sort of get rewritten.
It's a very interesting theory.
That makes sense, because I was watching, the bonus features on Frozen today. And there was a deleted scene where the creators talked about how they were like, we originally had her as this villain, because the scene is like her, like, with the snow, like, snow army, taking these two like watchmen and like throwing them and like almost killing them because she was building an army to go back down to Arendelle. And they were like, we decided to make her like a little bit more like focus more on the sisterly love aspect of it. And so, yeah, basically, you're right.
True. I kind of love that, though, that they like, you know, can't stop making their villains gay and therefore accidentally ended up with like their lead queer sister.
Yeah.
Which I just think is great.
Love it. Yeah. And, you know, we always, yeah, we identify with the misunderstood.
Oh, yeah.
Elsa's just misunderstood.
Wait, can I go back for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So not Elsa related, but I have always wondered, and I feel like there might have been stories written on this. The man in the trading post. He's gay, right? Like, because when they cut to his family, there's like an older man there. And I was like, is that his husband? When they're like, ooh.
Yeah. And he's like, hello, family. And they're like, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like a dude with a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if I was like, is that supposed to be like an older son? Or is that supposed to be like, I don't see an older woman there. So I assume that he's gay.
I'm going with very gay.
Okay. That's what I thought too.
Big gay bear, Oaken Trading Post man.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is a canon gay. Well, there are two canon gays in Frozen.
Wait, who's Elsa? The other one? Oh. Yeah, Elsa. I walked right into that one. I'm so sorry.
who is it? We know.
Well, okay. Let me tell you who the other canon gays in Frozen are. Everybody who's ever seen Frozen, because is it just me or is this movie literally like a gay recruitment ad for lesbians, right?
Yeah.
Because the other thing that I think is great is like, I mean, A, you have Elsa and the very, very heavy-handed queer overtones of her character, but also let's look at the male love interests in this film. One of them is straight up evil. Well, okay, not even male, not even just love interest, just men in general. Straight up evil. We have the Duke with his
Duke fun of Wesselton.
Toupee of Wesselton. He's evil and unattractive. And then we have Kristoff, who at best, even his family, the trolls, have an entire song about how, well, he's kind of a fixer-upper, but like, he could be halfway decent with some work. That's the best you get, straight girls.
Are you saying that the trolls are Queer Eye?
Yes. That is what I'm saying. I'm saying that even the trolls are like, well, he kind of smells bad and he doesn't really know any good hygiene practices. And he's a little socially inept, but, like, he's okay, right, ladies?
Also, I feel like Olaf is definitely a top and, like, cruises Fire Island for, like, for some, like, young twink action. Like,
Olaf is a top, eh? I'm trying to, I don't even want to go there.
I feel like he's like a secret, like he's like, he comes off all nice, but like once you, he's like a freak.
Olaf's the only person that we hear say that he gets impaled in the movie. So that's all I'm gonna say.
I see.
Yeah, to be clear, you're talking about the snowman.
Yeah. Okay, so you think he's verse.
I suppose that's my argument here. Yes.
He's a switch.
That seems to be where I've landed.
Because I'm still going that he's a top. I feel like that's
how... Okay, wait. What is your argument for him being a top, though?
Mainly that I feel like when it comes to something cold being in your body, you might want to receive it rather than stick your dick into it.
Okay. Fair.
Valid. Yeah. He does love the beach. So I think you are right. Like,
he's a Fire
Island cruiser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel free to cut any of this out.
I won't.
We would never deprive the world of this, Amanda. Our listeners need to know so that they can chime in as well. Yeah.
You're only speaking what everyone's thinking.
Let us know if you think Olaf is a top or a bottom or a verse. Okay.
Oh, I'm adding it to our Q and gaze. Don't you worry.
Good.
Literally insane. I love it.
All right. I pulled some quotes, but I don't know where we are in terms of the movie right now.
I think at some point we have to give up on the chronology of the movie because otherwise we'll be here all night. I mean, Let It Go is not that far into the movie.
That's true.
You're right. I think we could be a little more freeform now. It's like we've gotten to her coming out, and that's the big moment.
Okay.
So what were some of the big quotes that are like scream gay to you?
Well, this one was just heartbreaking to me because it was during the song when Anna comes up and is like, please don't shut me out now. Please don't close the door. Mm-hmm. Elsa says, where can I be where I am without hurting anyone? And I was like, oh, Jesus, Elsa. Like heartbreaking. And then No Escape from the Storm Inside of Me, which I didn't realize that lyric is basically in Let It Go. Here we go. Here is the hammer quote that'll take it all home. That is definitive proof, in my opinion. At one point, Hans says, when Anna is on her deathbed and he's explaining his evil plan, he says, as heir, Elsa was preferable, but no one was getting anywhere with her.
Yeah. Accurate. Like,
yep. And we all know why.
So what you're saying is Hans clocked Elsa like a mile away.
Truly. He saw all the people who were trying, all the dudes who were trying to court her, and she was just like, nope.
And he's like, yep. He's like, I'm gay. So I knew she was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know we already talked about this, but Hans is super gay as well.
Yeah.
Because like he had zero feelings towards Anna and could do all of these things without like any remorse because he was like, I'm gay, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm never gonna marry and love a woman anyways, so might as well marry someone for money.
Here's a quick question. Do we ever see Hans actually kiss Anna?
No.
Cause I know that he does the fake out at the end when he's like for like the true love's kiss. Yeah. But like I'm trying to remember now during like what is the song they sing? Love is an open door. Yeah, I'm like, do they actually ever kiss?
They never kiss.
Ooh, I love this. He's gay theory.
He literally plays her and doesn't even have to kiss her.
Yeah, no, yeah, that makes sense.
And he plays her with U-hauling, which is like the gayest move of all, Hans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sold.
Yeah. Poor Anna.
I mean, she's okay now.
Yeah, that's true.
She's got her lesbian man.
She's got a fixer-upper lesbian man.
Yeah.
True.
She's doing great. She's got Jonathan Groff.
I just think it's funny that it's like, you know, straight parents were out in droves when what movie was it in?
Was it in the second
Finding Nemo?
Finding Dory.
Yeah, when Finding Dory came out and there was like, oh my god, there's a background lesbian couple in like one scene for like a hot second
of the movie.
And they're like, it's the lesbian agenda, the gay agenda to indoctrinate our kids. And I'm like, literally Frozen is the most likely movie to turn your kids gay, let's be real. It's all like, here's a hot gay lady singing in your face, and then also, did you know men are all terrible? Like, that's the movie. Like, really? I mean, if you're going to pick it a film, I have some suggestions.
Also, didn't people freak out about Beauty and the Beast? And, like, then the whole, they were like, oh, there's a queer character in Beauty and the Beast, and it's LeFou. And it's because he, like, at the end does, like, one dance kind of with a man. And, like, that was it.
Yes.
Okay.
And because he's very clearly super in love with Gaston.
Into Gaston.
Yeah.
But, like, that was the cartoon,
but
too.
That's, yeah. Yeah, he was definitely gay in the cartoon as well. But they were like, oh, we made it for real this time. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No. Let's talk a little bit about the sequel before we wrap up. I feel like we can't talk about Frozen without talking about social media. And, like, the campaign, like, give Elsa a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not just like the three of us who are, well, right now it is. The three
who
of us
is
all
there
sitting
with you
in our bedrooms, but you know what I mean? Talking about, oh, wouldn't it be cool if this thing happened? Like, a shit ton of people agree with us because it's so blatantly obvious. And even Disney knows.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows that Elsa should be gay. Like, it's not a secret.
Slash is gay.
Yes. But they still in the sequel are not giving her a girlfriend.
Correct. I feel like it's interesting because I have a theory. I mean, I don't know if we'll see a gay Disney animated film or anything related to that for a while. I feel like Disney tests how the audience will react to explicitly queer things on the Disney Channel first, and then they start to kind of do it into their movies, but then, you know, people freak out about LeFou dancing with a man for a second. Did anybody freak out about, because, I mean, they're obviously geared towards older people, but did anybody freak out when they had the gay moment in Avengers Endgame? Was there any backlash?
Did you see it?
Yeah. It's a second. It's like the one, it's one of the directors being like, I went on a date with a guy, and they're all like, good for you.
It's literally the most minuscule thing ever. Truly. I don't think anyone freaked out about it. But, like, honestly, because it was so minuscule.
Yeah. Well, I also think it's not geared towards children.
Who freaked out the most was the people who, like, who was in charge of marketing that in terms of, like, getting in touch with the press and being like, gay moment. There's a gay moment. Did you know there's a gay moment in it? We have our first official queer moment in an Avengers movie. And everyone was like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, nobody cares about this at all. Except for all the straight people who made the movie who were like, did you see the gay? It was so gay, super gay, had a gay thing.
We did it. Yeah. We finally did it.
Good job, us. Handshakes all around.
Bucky and Captain America beg to differ, but that's another story.
And Amanda will be back for Bucky and Captain America.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah, no, I, as much as we're going to keep talking about it as though it is going to happen, and we are going to get Frozen 3, canon gay Elsa, of course it's not going to happen. They are never going to stop the cash cow that is Frozen marketing swag, everything that they can sell. And you know they're never going to be able to do that if they make Elsa actually be gay. So,
right.
So that's okay. We'll just do endless should have been gays on all of the Frozen sequels. Don't worry, everyone.
I know. Can't wait for the sequel where we'll actually be able to ship Elsa with someone, because we cannot ship her with anyone in this film.
Truly.
So which characters are we shipping?
I ship Elsa with herself. As this was
Elsa
her
with
coming
her own
out.
Homosexuality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since this is a journey of self-love and self-discovery for her.
Agreed.
Love it.
Agreed.
I love it. Do we still do a ship name for that?
Elsa squared. Elself.
Love it. Elself.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Elsa squared, I can be down for. Do you have any ships, Lee? I honestly, like, I got nothing. I'm going to ship Elsa preemptively with Honey Marin, who's the new female character in the sequel, just because I've seen the trailer and I'm like, yeah, I could dig it. So that's, I think, Elsa Marin or Honeysa.
Honeysa. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I ship Elsa with her pillow with the female wig on it in the film that Amanda's gonna make us, and I ship hashtag Pelsa.
Pelsa.
Love it.
Oh god. I need someone like with really good Photoshop skills to like make this.
It feels like it, like, but they have to make it draw it in Big Mouth animation style. Do you guys watch Big Mouth?
I like have seen an episode or two.
There's one of the characters literally just fucks his pillow, but his pillow is like a character.
Nice.
And has a whole face on it. So I would love to see that in the yes. same animation style.
Big Mouth Elsa Pillow. Dead. Oh, wow. This has been a doozy. We've been talking for a very long time. And honestly, I could talk about this for much longer. But I feel like we've got to wrap it up. Frozen and Elsa should have been gay.
Should have been gay.
Definitely.
Should have been gay.
Definitely should have been gay.
Does that mean it's time, Ellie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do it.
Q. And gay.
It's time, Amanda, for our Q and gay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Shoot.
Question one. Are you more of an Elsa or more of an Anna?
Elsa. I love staying in too much.
You just want a big ice castle that you never have to leave.
Yes, I want a big ice. Although I do, you know what? I need to break out of that. So eventually I'll be start to be a little bit more of an Anna. I think I'm an Elsa.
You're also a Verse. Verse, Elsa, Anna.
I'm an Elsa sun with an Anna moon or rising.
Okay.
Elsa, Anna rising.
Perfect. Someone's
going to
do out that chart for us.
Great.
Question number two. What superpower would you want? A, snow ice control. B, truth detection. Or C, make unlimited sandwiches.
Ooh. Well, there's like are these supposed to be like a speed round? Am I not answering these correctly? I can't remember.
You're doing it all
No,
wrong.
You're good. You're good. Take your time. Okay. Yeah.
I feel like making unlimited sandwiches would be the noble power to choose, because then you could like go feed the hungry and no one would ever be hungry.
Oh, wow. That you went much deeper than I was anticipating that these Q&As would go.
Yeah. I feel like so that's the noble answer. However, I feel like we've kind of learned from the trailer for Frozen 2 that Elsa's ice powers almost work like Frozones from Incredibles, where she can kind of like ride on them or like run up the ice. So it's a real conundrum.
Plus, you want to do
cool shit or help people.
You do also live in LA, where like being able to make it colder might be nice sometimes.
That's true. You know what? I'm gonna be not selfish and choose make unlimited sandwiches.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
Question three: conceal, don't feel, or let it go.
What if I said conceal, don't feel? Let it go, obviously.
Okay.
Number four, what's your idea of a perfect date? A, dancing. B, sled ride. C, mountain climbing. Or D, building a castle or IKEA furniture, whichever one's more realistic.
I'm going to say sled riding, because sled riding is fun.
Okay, question five. Who makes the best case for homosexuality in the movie? A, Hans. B, Kristoff. C, the Duke. Or D, Olaf.
A, Hans, because he never kisses Anna.
Yeah. Yeah. Question number six, and the most important question we will ask all night. Olaf, top or bottom?
Well, I initially said top, but I can kind of see how he would come off as a bottom. So I'm going to say verse.
Okay, I'll add that as option C, and we'll let the listeners chime in and tell us what they think.
Can't wait to hear about that one.
Amanda, thank you so much for joining us again for the second time.
Thank you for having me again.
It's been a delight.
Do you have stuff coming up that you want to let people know about?
Sure. Yeah. Check out our new video podcast on Girlship TV, Are Straight People Okay? It comes out the last Wednesday of every month. We are unfortunately only monthly. And subscribe to Girlship TV.
Where can people find you on the social media?
You can find me at Awkward Holland on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Everyone, make sure you follow Amanda, support her on Patreon, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all that fun stuff.
Do all the things.
Thank you so much again, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 well, yeah.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community, so we just want to shout out some of our favorite things that have been happening every episode.
I told Amber that I would shout her out in this episode, so I hope you're listening, Amber. We got a fantastic email from Amber saying, "Dear Lee, Ellie, and the entire Les Hangout podcast team," which I always love when people say that, because we do have a small team, but... I feel like people think it's just like a huge crew of lesbians who do this with us. It's pretty much me and Lee. So I appreciate that.
which is why sometimes we drop the ball on some things. We're doing our best. We're hiring an intern. It's going to get better.
It will get better, I promise. She said she laughed so hard that her coworkers are concerned. So sorry for her coworkers, but also not. I also wrote back to her, I think within 3 hours. So if you write to us, I promise you, I'm reading it and I will respond probably pretty quickly because I'm sitting there just waiting for your mail.
Sometimes I respond too if Ellie's like busy for a night and I get a chance to read something, you know, every now and then.
I know, I'm so sorry. But I sent her back an email that had so many exclamation points, so many smiley faces. And I think I told her that I was crying. And so I asked her to guess which one of us it was. And she guessed pretty quickly.
She guessed correctly. Ellie, when aren't you crying?
That it was me.
Ellie's literally crying right now. It's just, there's never a time.
I'm still crying.
I also want to take a chance to shout out, I just had another L Word Trivia Night in San Francisco at El Rio. And I especially want to shout out the two people who came to both the Berkeley evening and the San Francisco evening. So Claire, I'm pointing at Ellie because I know Ellie.
Who I
will,
love. Claire
Ellie
is one of my good friends
so.
Who moved from Boston to San Francisco, and I'm so
Claire,
happy.
Claire, who just moved out here and came to both my trivia nights, and Michael, who came to both trivia nights. It was such a blast to get to hang out with you guys. So thanks to those two and everyone else who came. We had a lot of fun.
And we also would like to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, as always, Lizette Stye,
Tanya Ferguson,
Jess Klaus,
Danny Griswold,
Michelle Ray Thomas,
Sarah and Julia,
Nicole Gross,
Carrie Ann Lawrence,
Mark Foster,
Danny Gunluck Tamora,
Sammy Walsh,
Audrey O'Connor,
and Wendy K. Bartlett.
And we have to thank our King Princess patrons, Kayla Kelly,
and Amy and Ellen. We love you so much. We could not do all of the wild and crazy lesbian things that we're doing without you. So thank you, as always.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com. We do now have a calendar, so you can find all of our events coming up.
Make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We also are still putting videos up on our YouTube channel, so you can subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch those.
And the best and easiest way to support the podcast is to rate and review us on iTunes. It helps other people find the podcast, and we love hearing what you think.
If you want to support us financially, you can join our Patreon page at bit.ly/lespatreon. We have all sorts of fun perks. You get ad-free episodes. You can join us for watch parties for lesbian movies or shows. It's a ton of fun. We love our patrons so much, and it is probably the biggest thing in terms of us being able to do all the stuff that we do for the podcast.
And if you want some Les Hangout merch, it is holiday gay season. So get to our shop at bit.ly/lesshop. Buy a sweater for your favorite gay. Buy a sweater for your favorite gay who is yourself. I don't care any gays. Just get in our sweaters at bit.ly/lesshop.
If you want to follow us individually, the best place to find me is on Twitter and Instagram at LSHFoster.
And if you want to find me, you can find me at Twitter and Instagram at EllieBrigida. With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee. And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang.